Va ora in onda UniGR, il giornale radio dell'Università di Verona.
Welcome to this new edition of the UniVR Radio News. Here Anna Tengattini
and Diana Russo.
Yesterday it was presented the final result of the project Atlas Veronetta. The aim was to analyze the Veronetta suburb and its transformations. The project was developed by Law Science, Human Sciences and Cultural and Civilities departments. Let's hear more from Donata Gottardi, head principal of the Law Science Department.
Our intent was understanding if Veronetta is still perceived in a negative way, with a bad stereotype. Nowadays, it is different, thanks to the university and its students that live in this suburb.
Grazie anche agli studenti che vivono in questo quartiere.
The University of Verona and Sapienza University of Rome, in cooperation with many others, are working to the project Res Urbis, aimed to transform urban garbage into bioplastics. The project has been selected as a showcase for the Bioeconomy Week that will take place in Brussels from the 14th to the 17th of November.
It is set the day of the inauguration of the academic year of the University of Verona. The ceremony will take place on the 30th November at 4 p.m. at the Auditorium of Polo Santa Marta. The rector, Nicola Sartor, and the president of Students' Council, Davide Turi, will attend the event. There will be two guests, Michele Morgante, professor of genetics at the University of Udine, and Andrea Graziosi, the president of the National Agency of Evaluation of the University System and Research. He will present the Lectio Magistralis.
We remind to all students, in order to help to improve the quality of the university education, to fill out the relevant questionnaire of evaluation. The questionnaire is available at department's websites.
Yesterday occurred the 30th anniversary of the Arturo Frinzi Library, and it was inaugurated the exhibit Trenta, Biblioteca Frinzi, 1987-2017. In the former San Francisco Church will be displayed a huge amount of photographs that will reconstruct the history of the library itself. The exhibition will be opened every day from 8:15 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. until the 16th January 2018.
Effetto Wow is a project dedicated to all students. From the 6th to the 10th of December, the village of Canazzei in Trentino Alto Adige will host cultural laboratories about different issues of current interest, such as climate changes or doping in sport. There will be also organized snow days. That's all for today. You'll be up to date on fuoriaulanetwork.com. The English news will be back next week on Wednesday at 2 p.m.
Avete ascoltato UniGR, il giornale radio dell'Università di Verona.